Did you want me trying to get it up to there and see if it's playing?
Yeah.
Money now take off about a month.
Yeah.
Spend it with the girls.
Can you tell me something a little more about your family, your brothers? Yeah, you said you had 10 folks, didn't you?
It's 10 in the family, children, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how many are still living, you know?
Five of us.
Five?
Four boys and a girl.
Yeah. You follow?
Wait a minute, son. Yeah, that's right.
Your father was a farmer, right?
Well, he was classed as a farmer, like
yeah.
I told you yesterday. But he done logging business and everything else with it, see.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't solely dependent on the farm.
So he gave you 40 acres when you...
He accumulated enough to give all the children 40 acres apiece.
Huh, that's pretty good. Can you tell me something a little about Van Cleve, this area around here? Can you tell me a little about the people here? Most of the folks are pretty poor, you said.
Yes, they... Practically 90% of them live from hand to mouth.
Yeah.
We had a few, or one or two men that was in the stock business, had cattle and things that were got pretty well fixed, but died financially poor as anybody.
Uh-huh.
It's back in that day and time when sharpites could come around and talk you something and invest your money in and how it would pay off.
Yeah.
And it never would pay off a nickel and lose it all.
Right.
And that was, the reason they didn't have too much, you know, when they died.
Do y'all ever have any times around here where you don't have rains for weeks?
Well, one or two times, and we've had what you'd call a drought
mm-hmm.
that would last for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and things would get in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been more crops lost here, more damage done by rain than there has by dry weather.
I see.
In my lifetime.
Yeah.
Maybe you lose a crop out of 10 and a dry, not lose it all, but lose half of it, or it'd cut the year down quite a bit with dry weather, but yet you would make a little.
Yeah.
But if you got a real wet year, you lost it every damn bit.
Right.
Everything.
If the wind is, you know, just kind of breezing along and it's starting to pick up, do you ever have a word for that?
Well, I have heard expressed as the wind had something pretty bad gushes yesterday.
Yeah.
The wind gushed around mighty bad last night.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know where you get the word from or where it would, that kind of word would come from, but that was the way I expressed it to folks. And I've heard it said to me, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if the wind was doing the opposite, if it was, you know, it had been blowing real hard and it was kind of letting off, you'd say?
A calm day, it's a breaking.
But wind
was
breaking.
And we're going to have a, looks like good weather for a day or two.
Yeah. Now, say you're going outdoors in the fall, first thing in the morning, you'd say the air was kind of...
Chilly.
Chilly?
Yeah.
All right.
Feel that fall air coming in. That's what you just said.
Yeah. And if you have something in the spring generally that kills the plants?
Late frost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what'd you call it? You call it just...
And just one of them hazard of a late frost, you might say, that would...
Yeah.
Never had very much, very many crops or things ruined here from a late frost.
Uh-huh.
If you had your corn up 6 inches high and it pinched the leaves all off, it made better corn with that frost, but not a freeze.
Uh-huh.
See, I've had it tap to me several times.
What would a freeze do?
A freeze would kill the inside of the stalk where it grew from. See,